In the name of our loving, liberating, and life-giving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Amen. In Hebrew, amen means so be it. The Lord has risen indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Christ was raised from the tomb this morning. And you know the story, which you just heard Father Wayne read. One of the things, though, is that we can't have the empty tomb, the resurrection, without the cross of Good Friday, without the crucifixion. 2 days ago, on Friday, our Lord was crucified. And Jesus experienced what I found on this next slide. Peter is asleep. Judas has betrayed him. Mary is crying. Hope is lost. Death has won. Satan is laughing. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard. A rock is rolled into place. And yet, that's the good news, my friends. Sunday is coming. Sunday is here today, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks be to God for that. The death of Jesus is not the final story. Death is only a portal. We go into another world, eternal life, what we call heaven, everlasting life. Death does not have the final say for us or for Jesus or for anyone. The empty tomb is the final answer, the resurrection. And what the Easter promise is today is that one day we too will see God and Jesus face to face. That is the promise of the Christian hope. We heard this morning the collect, the next slide. It says, Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death, and open to us the gate of everlasting life. Jesus opened that gate. We go through into a world of eternal bliss, peace, compassion, kindness. There's no cancer in heaven. There's no illness. There's no addiction. We are pure as our Lord is pure. Jesus' life and his death and his resurrection gives us an example of God's unconditional love, as well as a model on how to live. A few years ago in an Easter sermon, I noted the spiritual guru Henry Nouwen, and some of you might have heard of him. He once said, the whole message of the gospel is this. Become like Jesus. Become like Jesus. So what does that look like in our lives as Christians in April 2025? Well, Matthew 25 sums it up pretty well. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. The whole message of the good news of our Lord is to become like Jesus. Or, if you want to shorten it to two words, become love. Jesus came because of love. Become love. Imagine what that would feel like to just become love, pouring out of you, pouring into you, everyone you meet with compassion and kindness and grace that our Lord has given us that we too can share with the world. love, loving God, loving our neighbor, and loving ourselves. The next slide is what we did 3 days ago on Maundy Thursday. And we had the washing of the feet, the ultimate model of humility, especially in the Middle East. Washing the feet of each other. As it says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. I want to tell you a little story that happened about 25 years ago when I was a student at Harvard Divinity School in Cambridge. I met a friend who was a scientist. You might have heard me reference him before. We'll call him Grant. He had a PhD in molecular biology, was doing his second postdoc at Harvard. Met him, became friends. And when he found out I was in the Divinity School, which was right next to the science building, he said, well, I'm an atheist. I said, okay, no problem. Now I want to define atheist, if you go to the next slide. An atheist is a person who does not believe in the existence of a supreme being. But over the course of knowing Grant, he became an agnostic. A person who holds that a belief in a supreme being is unknown or unknowable. God was working in his life. The last words of the devout atheist Steve Jobs when he was dying was, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow. Heaven is a place we go home to. In the African American church, it's called a home going. We go to where we came from. All the books of near-death experiences tell the same story. At 8 o'clock this morning, we had a woman who had a near-death experience, and someone else who told me about a relative. Has anyone here had a near-death experience? And you've come back. You've come back. So I say this at all the funerals over the last 21 years that I've done. I had a recent funeral here of a 47-year-old woman who had pancreatic cancer. And her husband, great guy, and their son, 21-month-old. She asked me in my visitation with her to tell me what the final days would be like. Final hours. And I said, well, it's not uncommon for your breathing to slow down, for you to be in kind of a deep sleep. If you're awake, you might see someone visiting you at the end of the bed or in the room that no one else can see. And then she said, what is it like when I go to heaven? And I said, well, thank goodness for science and medicine, for all these people who have come back to the same exact story. They see a beautiful white light. They see their relatives who've died before them and are there. They feel this sense of bliss and calm and peace and love, compassion, kindness. Every single story is the same. Thank goodness for science and for medicine. We didn't have that 100 years ago, right? By the way, I know a lot of folks don't like to say she died or he died. They say she passed or he passed because people want to be delicate, and I understand that. They don't want to say anything that might upset the family. But when I die, if you're still here, I want you to say I died. Not that I passed. Because that sounds like something else, passing something else. But speaking of a joke, if you look at this next screen, imagine, if you will, an atheist stuck at a green light behind a car with a, says, honk if you love Jesus. We We always hear there's no atheist in a foxhole. Next slide. To me, that's what heaven is like. As we cross over, as we journey. The Celtic people call this time when you're about to go to another world, they call them thin places, where heaven and earth come together. There's a true story. A friend of mine, when I was a faculty member in Dallas and chaplain, a friend of mine was a science teacher. He was a pediatric neurosurgeon who, after his career in Portland, moved to Dallas to be near his daughter, who was going to medical school. And he told me a story about his time in Portland, that there was a Native American gentleman who was on life support. And the doctors and nurses kept saying, "I don't know why he's still with us. All the signs showed that he should have passed on." And so he said, my friend John said, "Well, why don't you call a Native American shaman and come and see what he or she has to say?" So the shaman came to the hospital, went into the room, went over to the windows, and they were bolted from the outside, and said, "The Great Spirit can't retrieve him. You need to open these windows." And so they got a maintenance man and they went and opened the windows. Within 5 minutes, like a fog came in the room. The nurses and doctors were just in shock. A fog came in, hovered over the man, and went out the window to help him on his journey to the next world. And then he died. And you know, I don't know if y'all, like when I was a young Presbyterian, we had to memorize scripture. Anybody have to memorize scripture in here? Father Wayne, I know you did because you're an old Baptist. The next screen, this is the one I remember, memorized first. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life." Love. God loved the world. God loves us. Become like Jesus. Become love. We too will be with God one day. The next slide. We too will be with our Lord and all of our loved ones who've gone ahead. And to that we give thanks. Eternal thanks. We give thanks for those who have gone on before us, who have taught us, molded us, shaped us to be the people we are today. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed, and each of us will be with Christ in heaven one day. And to that, let us all say, Alleluia and Amen.